Officials are warning of an unsurvivable storm surge in parts of Florida as Hurricane Helene advances across the Gulf of Mexico. Joining us, CBS correspondent Dave Malkoff. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. Dave, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. That word that you used, unsurvivable, is some strong language from the authorities in the National Hurricane Center and also throughout Florida. It is a very, very serious storm. We are talking about possibly a Category 3 or a Category 4 storm. Right now, it is at Category 1 status, but the water, Megan, is so hot out there. The sea surface temperature has so much energy in it that it's pulling that up into the storm, and we're expecting rapid intensification by the time that it makes landfall around 8 p.m. tonight. And you will see extreme devastation on the shoreline, not just from the winds and structures being destroyed by those winds, but also from the storm surge, which is the pushing power of the water from the wind out there in the ocean, and it just kind of pushes the ocean onshore. And we could see up to 20 feet of storm surge because of this massive, massive storm that's just so widespread, really.
Oh my gosh. So Hurricane Ian last year, or 2 years ago, was, yeah. I know at Marco Island, for example, it was an 8-foot storm surge. 20 feet, Dave. That is just unthinkable.
That's a prediction, and that's why they're calling it unsurvivable, because think of how high those houses are out there. If you think of Mexico Beach, that's kind of the same area where this storm is coming, and that is where we had Hurricane Michael come through, and those homes are on stilts, and that's way higher than that. We did see in Mexico Beach some homes that were pushed off of their stilts and pushed down the street. Some houses actually crashed into each other. I saw one house that crashed into the second floor of an apartment building. This is really, really intense storm power that we're seeing from this. And it's not just on the shoreline, but you're going to get the effects of this as well as it comes through the United States. Even into Georgia, it's going to remain a hurricane because it's moving so fast and because it's such a big storm to start with. Usually it loses power after it gets onto land. But as it pushes up north, we could see the effects as far as going into Indiana. And then we could possibly see some of these outer bands and remnants of the storm going through the St. Louis area later on this weekend.
Dave, talk to us about the preparations and evacuations. Are people heeding the warnings to leave?
People are doing that, and we've seen that in the last storms that we've covered, especially in Louisiana, when we had Francine.
Dave, you still with us?
In 3 years that they've gone through, and it's a very serious thing for them. In Florida right now, there are mandatory evacuations in Pinellas County, Levy County, Taylor County, Charlotte County, Citrus County, Hernando County, and the full list will even grow as we go on through the days. So a lot of things are closing around there. People are taking it seriously from Disney parks. Some of their things are closed. Not the entirety of Disney right now, but I believe one of the water slide parks is closed over there. Savannah schools, Broward County schools in Florida. We've got Palm Beach State County, State College that is closed. Atlanta Public Schools, that's a big deal. I'm sitting here in Atlanta and we have two kids downstairs who won't have school for the rest of the week. And that's, think about how far that is inland from the Florida from the Florida coastline where this will make landfall. So we're going to see at least tropical storm force winds here in Atlanta, possibly even hurricane gusts.
And I was watching Governor Ron DeSantis in his address telling Florida residents about power outages and using caution when you use generators and those kinds of things. But I wonder how far could those power outages go? I mean, certainly into Georgia, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Things like Valdosta, Georgia, in the southern part of the state, we could see there's a lot of these high trees that are in that area. So very tall pine trees. And as those come down, they're going to tear down power lines. They're going to explode the transformers. That's going to send power surges into the substations. And that's going to cause all sorts of problems. There are already line crews who are staged throughout the area. They not only bring in the trucks, but they also fly in line crews with all their gear on planes, and then they get into these trucks that are staged in parking lots around the area. And after the storm, after the wind dies down, they very quickly get to putting these lines back up. But they have to de-energize the lines first, and then they have to get the power stations going again if there's damage to the power stations or the substations, and then they can re-energize these homes. But yeah, a lot of people do have problems with generators. Not only do they have the carbon monoxide that builds up, but then they also, some people try to DIY it themselves. They think they can go on YouTube and start hooking up their house with electricity. But the problem is, if you energize your house in the wrong way, you're going to send energy not only to your refrigerator, but also down the line to the linemen who are thinking that these lines are de-energized. And that is a very, very dangerous situation for them.
Oh my gosh, Dave. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're out of time here, and stay safe. We appreciate the update.
Well, thank you so much, Tom and Megan. Good to be with you.
That is CBS correspondent Dave Malkoff in Atlanta, Georgia, joining us this morning on KMOX.